Democrat Ron Kind has served 9 terms representing the 3rd Congressional District. The former special prosecutor faces a challenge from Republican Tony Kurtz, who served in Iraq in Operation Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom. Last night, the two clashed on how to respond to ISIS. Kurtz said we may have to deploy troops. Kind ruled it out.
Reintroducing U.S. combat troops on the ground for a prolonged military engagement would be a huge strategic mistake. We're coming out of 2 very long and costly wars in the Middle East already. We can't keep running over there and being their babysitter and the policeman every time there's a fight or a conflict.
I have had boots on the ground, not only once, but twice. My wife has had boots on the ground, not once, but twice. And I do not take this decision lightly when I say that there may be, in the future, the necessity to have boots on the ground.
Kurtz warned that ISIS and Ebola could enter the U.S. through our southern border. Kind accused him of spreading fear.
We have to have a step-up program to secure our border. That's a must with Ebola, with ISIS, with other communicable diseases. This is the right time to have bipartisan support to actually secure our border.
This idea that all we got to do is travel bans and quarantines and secure the southern border so that ISIS won't infect someone, sneak them into Mexico and have them cross the border is ludicrous. There is no evidence of that happening.
Ron Kind and Tony Kurtz were questioned by reporters from the Stevens Point Journal, WAOW-TV and WSAW-TV. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.